WTOW News Time is 8:04. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If you happen to take Highway 105 between Navasota and Brenham, maybe take a different route this morning. There's been an accident that's blocking traffic going both directions at the bridge. Again, that's Highway 105 between Brenham and Navasota. The newest member of the City of Bryan's Economic Development Team is a Bryan native. One of Frank Clark's first assignments was finalizing the deal that brings the new Axis Pipe and Tube plant to the Texas Triangle Business Park.
When I started, they had pretty much a handshake deal, an agreement between the county and the city. And what I did is just kind of took that handshake deal and worked with the attorneys and put some stuff down on paper, and it would go back and forth from attorneys. And, you know, sometimes you'd reach an impasse or a problem, and you just have to sit back and ask, well, what do we got to do to solve the issue? What do we got to do to make the answer be yes? You know, what kind of caveats we've got to put onto it? So we'd work through problems like that.
Clark says the sale of the property is near closing, and that will be followed by an official groundbreaking. Axis is projected to employ 285 with an annual payroll of more than $10 million at the $120 million facility. Members of the Bryan Fire Department's Bagpipe and Drum Band are raising money to go to Colorado Springs in September. Lieutenant Todd Mack says they will be among 300 musicians along with numerous honor guards at the annual memorial service at the International Association of Firefighters.
They will be honoring the firefighters that have lost their lives this last year in the line of duty. And their names will be etched on a wall, which they're already on the wall, but you'll be honoring them by playing pipes and drums in, carrying flags in, and all the families of the fallen firefighters will be there. And they get an honorary United States flag and an honorary International Association of Firefighters flag, and they're presented to them at that time.
Family members and other city representatives will also be on hand to recognize Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace, who died while battling the Knights of Columbus Hall fire last February. Max says Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran also plan on attending. A fundraiser to pay expenses will be held Sunday evening at 6 at Murphy's Law in downtown Bryan. Small business owners are being warned about a scam involving their utility bills. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says it's something they dealt with last year.
Basically, we'll get a phone call to a local merchant from an 801 area code, and the caller is representing himself as a someone from with the local utility company, demanding money or their power will be shut off. And they're demanding that money be paid in the form of a money gram. Commercial customers do get phone calls, but they're always during normal business hours. And from what I understand, these individuals normally call after hours or on weekends.
McKeithen says any customers with any questions should contact their utility companies to verify the status of their accounts. You might think there's no relationship between ongoing debates in Washington concerning college student loans and Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan remembers funding the Affordable Care Act is tied to those loans.
And then Congress thought it was smart enough at the time to do hard sets of interest rates. I can just tell you that Congress isn't smart enough to set interest rates on student loans. And so we passed an act in the House back in late May, early June, that basically lets interest rates get set by the market and then gets the federal government out of the rate-setting process. To me, I'd like to see this put back in the hands of the financial sector where it belongs instead of on the books of the federal government.
Earlier this week, Flores was among House Republicans who voted to delay individual and employer mandates of Obamacare. Governor Perry has signed sweeping new abortion regulations.
It is a very happy, celebratory day for all of us who support life and for those who support the health of Texas women.
A short time after that, Planned Parenthood announced closing clinics in Bryan, Huntsville, and Lufkin. Spokeswoman Rochelle Tafoya says only the Bryan Clinic provided abortion services.
Really, this is the last chapter of the book in attacks on women's health. The reason for closing these centers is rooted in the family planning cuts that have been taking place for many years.
Tafoya noted the legislature 2 years ago took away two-thirds of family planning funding. The new state law, scheduled to take effect in October, is expected to face court challenges. The increased regulations affect 37 of 42 abortion providers in Texas. And the Texas House has passed a new funding mechanism for highways to be decided by voters next year. Representative John Rainey of Bryan supports all money from the fuel tax going towards roads.
We're trying to make sure that things are transparent, that the money that is paid to gasoline tax goes for transportation. Most everybody believes that. We're currently 25% of that goes to education. So we're just trying to clean it up to make it look like the tax that everybody says, well, that's your gasoline tax, that goes transportation. It actually does. We're not trying to hurt education in any way. We will take care of education.
The measure goes to the Senate, which has endorsed leaving the fuel tax distribution formula alone and generating the additional highway money from the Rainy Day Fund. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. We service all sizes and types of roofing systems, both residential and commercial. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
812 News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll head out and talk to Kyle Cassell this morning. State Rep, good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I am good. I'm back in the Brazos Valley.
Well, that's a good thing, but you know, you are going to at least have to go back. Let's talk about, obviously, this week has been a very historic week, and the legislation was signed. All right, I don't know what that was because they didn't say anything. Okay, that's what's called an emergency alert system, Kyle, and they just check that every once in a while. We don't have any control over it, but okay,
well,
now we're
that's
back.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess so. When we need it and it's here, that's a good thing. So
absolutely.
Anyhow, so legislation signed this week that was passed last Friday that has now given Texas one of the strongest abortion laws in Texas. What are your thoughts there?
Very glad to see that legislation pass. And you talk about historic, you know, we went through the session one and filibuster and session two, getting it taken care of. And then yesterday it had a historic impact. It got everybody in town for that bill signing. And we had the votes to pass transportation over to the Senate. So all in all, a good day.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, one of the things that was important is that really the Senate version, the way you want to handle the dollars is a little bit different between the Senate and the House version. And that all does have to get kind of ironed out so that it can be in the on the referendum on November 2014.
In November, correct.
So now basically, have you got any feel for how the Senate feels about your plan to move the funds as opposed to what there is? Because that's where the sticking point has been.
Well, absolutely. We know this for a fact, that they have a different way to fund it than we do. We know it's the same dollars. We've thrown it over there. They will meet, and, you know, I'm waiting for the conferees to come back between Representative Pickett and Senator Nichols. It's going to be interesting how they do that. But, you know, the same money there, there's no doubt we need more money for transportation. As more people move to Texas, we're moving more goods and services, and just to maintain our roads. You know, there's a shortfall in the first 140 days. We funded it at $400 million, and it's a $4 billion need. So this will get us closer to $2.5 billion for transportation. And the House side, we just want to stop the diversions. When you pay the tax at the pump, we want that money to all go to transportation. And, you know, we're tired, you know, as a group, we're tired of the diversions. You know that some of that goes to education. We're not taking money out of education. We just want that education money to come from GR instead of pulling GR for transportation. We're trying to clean up every tax so it goes exactly where you think it should be coming from and go to the specific purpose that it was intended for.
Yeah, it's unfortunate you have to correct that, but it is something that's been in place, and obviously it's a trust issue from a voter standpoint as well. We didn't get a chance to talk to you, so that's our first opportunity to talk to you since the governor announced officially that he was not going to run for re-election, that Greg Abbott has announced, so we have now two Republicans who are running for the governorship. But then also, it's a very crowded race for lieutenant governor. So, as
Our speculation is over, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. But have you noticed necessarily a difference? Because obviously, there needs to be some jockeying for position, a little bit of elbowing, and things like that. And candidates obviously are going to try to line up state representatives and other elected officials to get behind them. So, are you noticing any of that dynamic as you move through Austin last week?
Absolutely. All the attorney general candidates have contacted us. Greg Abbott has been in constant contact with our team, wanting to know where we are and where we stand. And the lieutenant governor, wow, that's a tough race. Obviously, you have Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst still in the race, and Todd Staples, ag commissioner, and all the things I've done with mine. You know, he and I have developed a very good relationship. Jerry Patterson, another Aggie. That's going to be a tough race. All speculation now is the runoff and trying to figure out which two will end up in that race. Greg Abbott has done a great job as Attorney General, and, you know, he obviously has the lead in this race. It'll be interesting to see how Mr. Paulkin does, but, you know, $22 million and counting on Abbott's war chest is going to be tough to overcome.
Yep, without a doubt. So we've gotten that taken care of now. Does that we have anything else on the call that we need to get done in this session?
Well, you know, we ask people to pray for our troops and our first responders, and if you live in Bryan College Station, you have to cross your fingers and say a few prayers that TRB's gets the call today for our university and keep our economy strong here in Bryan College Station.
Certainly, we'd like to do that. All right, thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you next week, Kyle.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too. State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us on Fridays when they're in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Okay. And what do you got for us?
I've got College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Carl, good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, it's a great day to be in College Station.
Yeah, well, I think so. Let's. But before we start talking city business, first opportunity I've gotten to see you since Dr. Lofton announced his resignation and moving back to the classroom. Obviously, you're part of the administration at the university. Give us your thoughts there.
Well, yeah, I serve as director of academic advising over in transition academic programs there. And Dr. Lofton, obviously loved by the students. I know in particular the student body president, Reed Joseph, who happens to be one of my students because I'm also an advisor for the squad that he's in the Corps. I've known Reed for 4 years now, and I think it's safe to say that the students are going to miss Dr. Lofton quite a bit. He is everywhere, and he's got that signature bow tie that makes him recognizable no matter where you look. You know that that's Bowen Lofton.
Yeah.
He's made some, under his watch, there have been some significant changes. Obviously, the one everybody talks about is the move to the SEC. And so far, that's proven to be a good step for us. But the university's growing. There's going to be some new challenges. Dr. Lofton has made it very clear.
I don't know what that was. Okay, but nonetheless, there we go. Anyway, Dr. Yeah. Loftus made it very clear.
But he's made it very clear that he enjoys teaching and enjoys students, and so I wish him well as he goes back to that venue.
Certainly. Well, it has. It's changed the face of the presidency, I think, during his tenure here. All right, let's turn to the other business, and that's College Station City Government. You've had a look at the budget. Like to kind of get some thoughts there. Obviously, it's never always exactly the way you want it, but let's talk first of all about the things that you're very pleased about in the move.
Well, one of the things we're pleased about is College Station keeps growing, and that means we continue to improve our tax base. So we're hoping that we'll be able to, when everything's said and done and we get into October when we have to make the final decisions on the budget, that we'll be able to add a few things that we've had to cut over the last year. Particularly code enforcement is one of the areas where we've had some dramatic cuts. And, you can only do that for so long. And then things start to show up and you've got to get back into it and make certain that things are going to be the way we want College Station to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will happen. I think there's a few other elements in there that we're looking at, particularly with fire, police, that will be coming forward. And so in August, the City Council will spend some significant time taking a couple days, full days, to actually go over the budget in detail. And we'll know more once we get into the latter half of August, just where we're going to be.
Sure. Okay, those are some pluses. Are there some minuses at least you as one member of council would like to maybe see up in the budget?
Well, you're never going to get everything that you'd like to see happen. I know you had a little discussion on the station here about the possibility of, in the future, a natatorium, but I want to emphasize that that is only a possibility at this point. Nothing set in stone, and it's just at the very, very beginning discussion stages. But one of the things we haven't really done in keeping up with the growth of our community is adding additional parks. And that's something that we're going to have to take a look at. The other thing that folks may not be aware of, I know there's been some play of it in the paper, but we're going to hit 100,000 people in College Station. That brings about a number of changes. Our ETJ stretches out to 5 miles. And where is that actually going to go? Obviously, Brian has a little spit of land that on our east side, as you go down University, that would kind of intersect where College Station can actually grow. So we're limited somewhat mm-hmm. there. But certainly to the west and to the south is where we're going to see some growth. And the ETJ, really, the one big thing for folks who aren't in the community right now is that it extends our planning and development viewpoints and the things that we can say to folks, hey, 5 years from now, we're going to be knocking on your door.
Mm-hmm. Carl Mooney joining us this morning. I know that you're a strong proponent of parks. Where is that trigger that you say, okay, now we need more parks?
I think that's determined by the folks in the community, really. The developers are required by the ordinances, the UDO that we have, as far as how much they have to dedicate to park space for as much as their development is going on. But it's difficult sometimes to get the size of a park that you really need. You can have a little pocket park here and there throughout a community, but that doesn't really allow you to play ball, for example, unless you want to break somebody's window. And I've done that when I was about 10 years old or so. So those are the kinds of things we have to look at. What is going to be the demand of the folks that are living in this area? Are we looking at a senior community, which we really don't have that much of here? And look at how our population is changing. We may want to, encourage a developer to come in and say, hey, that might be an idea, a 55 and over community. Who knows? And then maybe a large park isn't necessary there. But if you have something like another Pebble Creek or Castlegate, and Castlegate 2 is 656 lots, that's a lot of people, a lot of kids, a lot of families, and maybe that's going to require that we do a little something more in that portion of town.
Now, and separate and apart, I do want to talk natatorium in a minute, but separate and apart from that, it works quite often that a park will be adjacent to a school and there can be swimming facilities or some sort of an upgraded situation from just, as you say, a cleared area. Is that how you see parks should become, at least in your view, is that how parks should become in College Station?
Yeah, a small portion of my life was spent in Arizona. And the model that they use, which I like, is where there is a marriage between the school district and the community, and they do just as you said. You build a junior high, and there is a sizable swimming pool there that meets the needs of the community. And we haven't built anything like that in a long, long time. Yet our community continues to grow. The cost of operating any kind of a swimming facility is high. You're never going to be able to completely cover your cost with the revenues that you gain from activities and such. But, the folks are going to have to speak up. And if it's something that our community wants, then folks here in the city council, as well as in the Park and Recreation Department and the school district, we're going to have to listen.
Yeah, well, and let's dovetail into that, because that's basically what you're talking about at the end. So people understand, it seems to be a very sudden groundswell that there's a group that would like to see a natatorium. And there is a natatorium that exists now, but it's in ill repair, and they need to try to find something bigger. So that happened to have been brought up, and Eddie Colson, the superintendent College Station ISD, came to the city, and there was some discussion about that. Now, as it stands right now, if I'm correct, the city basically uses the existing natatorium about 75% of the time?
Somewhere about that, about 74, 76,
Because, I mean, there are two things here that do concern me. One is the startup cost. This is a $30 million venture.
Yep.
And there are people who I believe would try to make you think that's nobody's money that's being spent because it's bond money. But, you know, that's somebody's money. Is there a... First of all, what is your view on a natatorium, I guess, just again, as one member of council?
Yeah, well, I've been approached by various groups, parents, some neighborhood associations for about 2 years now. And I think the reason why it seems on the outside that this is a sudden thing is that because the school board is going to be going to a bond issue shortly, and they've got to post what issues they're going to have on the bond issue vote. So they want to make sure that these groups that have approached me, they want to make sure that an auditorium is one of the things that folks can vote on. Nothing, as I said earlier, nothing has happened. No decision's been made. But now where do we go? Yeah, it's a heck of a lot of money for startup costs. But beyond startup costs are the O&M.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And the O&M could be about $500,000 a year. Now, as you pointed out, the city subsidizes the existing natatorium, which is woefully small, can't come anywhere close to the kinds of groups. I mean, we're talking thousands of swimmers over a four-day period for a swim meet. It can't resolve, as we have it now, the issues that we have with not having a swimming pool over at the new high school, because we run into UIL issues there. And so the only way we can resolve a lot of these things is to have a natatorium. Now, does it have to be as big as the discussion has been, costing $28 to $32 million? A lot of money. Has that been done elsewhere? Yeah, it has. We can go as close as Conroe, Spring, Alief, and all of those school districts have done this. Now, why do they do it, and why do they do it at some place other than one high school? Well, it's because when it's a separate campus, UIL rules say you don't have to be considered a transfer student from another high school when you go there. Does our community need it? Well, the voters need to decide that. And as a council person, as mayor pro tem, I have a responsibility that when enough groups over a two-year period keep asking to talk to me about an auditorium to listen. And I was the one at a council meeting to bring it up for discussion. And that's where we're at right now. It's going to take more than just Carl Mooney to put an auditorium in College Station. It's going to take a solidified effort from a lot of different groups to say that this is something we really want, knowing that it's going to cost us some. Now, will it cost us $500,000? No, I don't think so. What are the benefits to the community? Well, some of them are obvious. Hotel occupancy tax. Certainly sales tax revenue would increase also by the result of having a natatorium that is well-planned, well-operated, and probably operated by the school district as we're looking at it now. Are there other things the city can do? Certainly Park and Recs can expand some of its programs, which we had to cut. All right. And then looking at the demographics, again, of our community, all the folks that are moving in, we look at the developments that we were talking about earlier, and this is really part of the parks system. I'd love to see us do more as a city with our school district to help alleviate some of their costs and help them, knowing that their O&M is going to be reduced because we're actually going to go out there and use these facilities.
Well, and obviously this is a very beginning situation. My understanding is a timeline needs to be that I think Dr. Colson said school board hadn't even taken this up yet.
Right.
This is kind of a preemptive situation up there. Yep. Now, they'll have to look at that, and then my understanding is it's about the 26th of August is when the parts of the bond issue actually have to be made public, and the plan is at least for council and the school board to get together and meet jointly about this question?
Well, not just that question. We have a joint meeting between the council and the school district annually at this approximate time of year, sometime in August, which is great because it's just before the school year gets kicked in. We know new things that are going on with the school district, where it gives us some time to respond as well, because remember, we're in the middle of budget. So if there's something that we have to tweak, this is the time to do it. Also, it gives us the opportunity to maybe shift some responsibilities around if something new is coming down the pike. It's just a annual thing. It's not just set up for the natatorium issue.
You're not the and finally, you're not the spokesperson for the people who want the natatorium. I understand they have. I just had to use. You're carrying their water. Okay.
Gunga
but,
Din.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. But do you feel like they're? How would those? And again, I don't want you to necessarily speak for them, but do they understand that there might have to be a fallback position? This ends up being something less than a $30 million or $28 million facility.
You know, I think everybody does. You have goals. And for example, who's to say that rather than a indoor facility, this couldn't be an outdoor facility with some type of a bubble over it, which would dramatically decrease the cost, because now you're not talking brick and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about something that's fiberglass. Look at the McFerrin Track and Field Center, for example. A facility of that nature would cost considerably less than actual bricks and mortar.
Sure, sure. Well, again, we're going to have to discuss this a lot more, and it's certainly understand the emotions on both sides of it, that's what we're here for, to discuss that. Anything else that we didn't cover this morning?
No, I'm excited, though, to be welcoming Scott and White as a new community partner. They're having a gathering this evening, but more importantly for the folks that are out there listening, tomorrow they've got an open house. Saturday they have an open house. That is tomorrow.
Okay. It is. It's Friday. Yeah,
it is Friday. Goodness gracious, the week flies by. And anyone who would like to see that new facility and all that it's going to bring and offer for our community, I encourage them to go out there and take a good look for themselves.
Good. Carl Mooney from the College Station City Council. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, glad to be here, Scott.
Anything else?
Brazos Valley Senior Games coming up in August. All that information about registration and events and so forth at cstx.gov.
All right, there you go. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
A look at GE's numbers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. General Electric's adjusted second quarter profit was down slightly from a year ago, but still beat Wall Street forecasts. There was a small improvement in GE's revenue, and the big conglomerate says its U.S. operations are strengthening. GE shares are higher pre-market. Delta Airlines needs more pilots. The carrier plans to hire about 300 pilots over several months, beginning in November. Delta says furloughed pilots will have first crack at the new jobs. A Florida restaurant owner got some bad publicity recently when he closed his establishment and fired all of his workers via text message, but it turns out that was not an isolated case. The Wall Street Journal says firing by text is not a trend, but there have been enough incidents to be troubling. A human resources consultant says texting has become more acceptable as a way to communicate with employees, but people don't want to learn their job is ending via text. Stock market futures are slightly lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Treat Receipt is back at Starbucks stores. All cold grandes are just $2 after 2 p.m. with your morning receipt. That includes the new afternoon eye-opener, Valencia Orange Starbucks Refreshers Beverage, the new orange spice iced coffee, or the new shaken iced peach green tea lemonade. Starbucks has your refreshment covered for every time of day, and you could grab one grande size for just $2 after 2. Now through August 18 at participating stores, limited time offer.
PaidAtHome.com won the American Business Award. This is how our listeners are earning from a few hundred to several thousand a month from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 month one, saw that jump to $5,000 to now over six figures. Your six-figure income coach will show you how to earn that kind of money from home, too. Hurry, they're giving away $1,000 to someone this year just for checking them out. PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. Income not typical. See PaidAtHome.com for income expectation.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Diesel is burning at an overturned 18-wheeler on the bridge on 105 between Navasota and Brenham. TxDOT asks that motorists avoid the area for the next several hours. Again, that's on Highway 105 between Navasota and Brenham. After normal office hours, scammers are hitting small business owners, threatening to cut off utilities if they don't send MoneyGrams. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department says it's a scam they've warned people about in the past.
If there's any question as to the validity of a utility company phone call, you know, trying to get money from you, just verify it with your utility company, either Bryan Texas Utilities or College Station Utilities, to make sure that that's a valid request before trying to pay anything.
The targeted businesses have received calls from an 801 area code, and the caller has spoken in Spanish and English. Both Bryan and College Station Utilities will call commercial customers during normal business hours, but residential customers are not called. Calls are being answered every day about economic development opportunities in the Twin Cities. Frank Clark with the City of Bryan says there's another prospect at the Texas Triangle Business Park looking at building on 300 to 400 acres.
We sit down and did a presentation to them, and this is over at the Research Valley Partnership. They've been real active in being a front for that. And one of the ladies in the office asked them, you know, after the presentations, you know, what made this area, Texas Triangle Park out here, what makes it, you know, as a possible option? And he said, well, y'all got everything we need. You've got the power, you've got the water, you've got the sewage, the gas is there, the infrastructure's in place.
That's in addition to Gundler Foods, which Clark says is nearing the start of production, and the recently announced Axis Pipe and Tube plant that's valued at $120 million with an annual payroll of more than $10 million. A fundraiser in downtown Bryan Sunday evening will help raise expenses for the Bryan Fire Department's bagpipe and drum band. They're planning to participate in a nationwide memorial service honoring Eric Wallace and Greg Pickard, who were killed last February in the Knights of Columbus Hall fire. Lieutenant Todd Mack says it will be his fourth trip to the International Association of Firefighters Memorial in Colorado Springs.
We have a firefighter on the wall there in Colorado Springs. We had a line of duty death in 1978. In addition to that, our honor guard is going, and numerous members of the city are going to be able to attend. Also, injured firefighters Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran are going to be able to attend.
Sunday's fundraiser will be held at 6 at Murphy's Law. The band will perform and T-shirts will be sold. More information is on the band's Facebook page, which you can access through our link at WTAW.com. The same day Governor Perry signed into law new abortion regulations, Planned Parenthood announced closing clinics in Bryan, Huntsville, and Lufkin. Spokeswoman Rochelle Tafoya says the closure follows the legislature slashing their budgets by two-thirds 2 years ago.
We're saddened. We can't express how deeply distressed we are as an organization that women who live in underserved areas of Texas will be losing a trusted provider.
The governor talked about new regulations for abortion providers being reasonable and common sense.
At the end of the day, House Bill 2 makes sure that anyone performing abortions in the state of Texas is doing so in a facility that meets appropriate safety guidelines and that people there are prepared to handle any emergencies that might occur.
The Bryan Clinic is among 42 in Texas that provides abortion services. All but five will be affected by the new state law, which takes effect in October. More time is being taken in the second special session of the state legislature to address additional highway funding. Representative John Rainey of Bryan was among those voting for a change in how fuel tax money is distributed, which passed the House on Thursday.
We're going to do something one way or the other, I hope. We may have to compromise with the Senate. I don't know. But the Senate bill is basically the same bill that we passed during the first special session. And we were looking at it and felt there were some improvements in it.
The Senate wants to leave the fuel tax distribution formula alone, leaving one-fourth for public education. The House plan calls for all fuel tax money going to highways, then making up for school funding through the oil and gas severance tax. Any changes would have to be approved by voters through a constitutional amendment next year. Earlier this week, the U.S. House voted to delay individual and employer mandates related to Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan noted the president only gave the delay to businesses.
Well, that's really interesting that he puts businesses ahead of individual American families. That just shows the hypocrisy of some of the things you see around this town.
Also, with unions announcing their opposition, Flores hopes for bipartisan support in the House.
I think the Senate's going to have a hard time ignoring us, and the president will have an even harder time vetoing him.
Yesterday, the president countered criticism by highlighting the average $100 rebates being sent to more than 8 million people. Those rebates are part of the law requiring insurers to spend at least 80 cents of every dollar on medical care or quality improvement or refund the difference. WTAW News Time is 8:41. It's 82 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Find apparel, fine bedding, framed flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products, plus Texas-themed corporate gifts and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. Great gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest growing RV dealer in the area. Folks at RV Station know that you work hard for your RV and you deserve the best. And at RV Station, they stock only the best brands like Jayco and Rockwood and Puma and Raptor. Brands that are built to last for decades. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand new 2013 Puma bunkhouse for only $16,500. Stock number is 1546. Need something that's even a hotter deal than that? Then take $20,000 off a new 2013 Keystone Raptor 300MP toy hauler. Now, this is the number one selling toy hauler in North America, and it's sale priced now at $52,995. The stock number there is $2,397. Financing is available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the best brands. Go to RV Station online or come by and visit them at RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
This month, Audible Hearing Centers is providing free hearing tests plus 40% off MSRP through the end of July. Untreated hearing loss can lead to permanent changes in your ability to hear. Call Audible Hearing Centers and schedule your free hearing test and get 40% off MSRP through the end of July. Call 779-3070, 779-3070, or visit audiblehearing.com. Offer cannot be combined with any other offer or promotion.
Good morning, it's 843. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
This morning, we find some showers in the northeastern part of the state, and that's producing some patchy cloudiness, some of which may try to drift across our area today. We'll go back and forth between sun and clouds, could see a storm, highs near 90. Partly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. It's partly sunny tomorrow as we start the weekend. Could see a thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Partly sunny, highs 90 to 95 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, it's 8:44. Time to go back to work after we talked swimming pools and stuff like that.
We're back.
We are Google. Google looking to expand its empire to television. The search and advertising giant reportedly been in talks with media companies about the possibility of licensing their content for an online TV service that would rival your traditional cable providers. Sources say the service would include both live TV and on-demand programming, kind of like Netflix and Hulu. But again, it's Google. Google not alone. Intel and Sony also said to be looking at some similar ideas, and Apple also has been trying to get into the TV market. A Google insider tells the New York Times, Google feels the need to beat Apple to the punch. But it's all talk, at least at this stage. Google started working on a similar service 2 years ago. Talks with the media companies went no place, though things have changed since then. Broadband and faster online TV, that kind of stuff is more common. So subverting the traditional media system is still a pretty big task. But, you know, I say that, and then did you see the Emmy nominations that came out? They announced the Emmy nominations yesterday, and one of the things that's pretty doggone amazing is that Netflix ended up with Emmy nominations.
Really?
House of Cards, wasn't it?
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yes. It's a great show. I think it originally started in England.
Okay.
It was originally a British series that they put on Netflix, and Netflix has come out with several different series.
Right.
That they just bring out all the episodes at one time, yep. So a whole season.
See, you know,
do they do that with Arrested Development?
Yeah,
too?
Right. They did, and I'm an Arrested Development fan, and I haven't. You know, the only part that I saw is I saw Kevin Spacey, who's the star of House of Cards, did a kind of a spoof thing for the Washington Correspondents' Dinner that was about 2 months ago, and they showed that. It was about 5 minutes long, and he had real members of Congress and that kind of thing. It was pretty cool. But, I mean, there are 14 nominations for Netflix, so they understand. I mean, so you understand this. Best Drama, House of Cards, first time in an online streaming service has picked up anything like this. So
things are evolving.
Right. They are changing the way
that
we see things.
Makes it hard to leave the house on that weekend whenever they come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But anyhow, also while we're talking about that, 171 nominations for Saturday Night Live in its 38-year history. That sets a brand new record. This year, they got 15 nominations. That's pretty amazing. HBO has 108 nominations, which pretty much blew away the competition. Showtime was next at 51. And let's see. Oh, and the other thing, kind of a number that came out that was interesting, is 30 Rock. And some people liked 30 Rock and some didn't. It was just a little bit too inside for some people because it, after all, was about making a show. And, you know, those folks think they're important. But they did end up getting 70 nominations for the life of the show. And, of course, Game of Thrones, which is soap opera with swords, as I like to call it. 16 nominations, the most of any drama. But there you are. And Jason Bateman from Arrested Development also got a nomination. So there we are. Let's see. Hey, well, family has been who ordered a kid's meal at Burger King. Got rather an unusual purchase there at the kid's meal. Came with a pipe stuffed with marijuana. Probably not what they intended. The 23-year-old employee at the restaurant later admitted to putting the pipe in the box while he worked and, quote, didn't mean to give it away. I bet he didn't. The family, upon noticing, immediately notified the police after taking away the pipe. There were some drug possession charges against the employee, as well as two of his friends are pending. So,
wow.
Yeah. Now, what will that do to their business? I bet the drive-through business will really start to suck there.
Oh.
maybe they were selling something a little extra.
Well, he did say Happy Meal.
It was. That's right. Yeah.
I mean, Happy and Meal, both the things that are clearly associated with pot, right?
Gosh, Kat, I wouldn't know. That's I've heard, but yeah.
If you're getting, I guess if he was getting the munchies, he was at the right place.
That's it. There you go. Yeah.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HillcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HillcoSupply.com.
You know, we were just talking a few minutes ago how television has changed, and make sure that you get all the television you want. And that can be done with one phone call, 1-800-915-1866. That's Suddenlink, or you can visit suddenlink.com. And you get a true bundle. Satellite cannot do that for you. You switch right now to Suddenlink, and you can bundle and save. Switch to Suddenlink and bundle with the SL200 HD TV, the 15-meg high-speed internet, and the home phone for only $69 a month. And also remember that you're not getting locked into that satellite contract. You can get up to $250 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink. The VIP Perks Program. When you bundle all three services, you can save. And, you know, sometimes you just need to call home, and you can do that with phone service. Unlimited local and long-distance service. All that can be yours. And, again, switch to Suddenlink. You bundle the SL200 HD TV, the internet, and the home phone. It's $69 a month. So call Suddenlink. It's their best product lineup ever. 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining the right insurance can be a difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have many years of experience helping businesses find the right coverage. Whether your business is a professional office, a biotech startup, or a large manufacturing plant, our team at W.E. Gibson is confident that we can help you find the best coverage at a competitive premium to meet your bottom line. We are a trusted choice independent agency, and you are just one call away in discovering that we are the best choice for personal and professional expertise when it comes to your business insurance needs. Call me today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is about 8 minutes till. It's not too often that you get to see the word quadrillionaire in a headline. Chris Reynolds, Media Pennsylvania, opened his PayPal statement this month to find out he had been credited like 92 quadrillion, 238 trillion, 792 billion, 368 million, $547.08.
Goodness.
Something like that. Apparently what happened, they apparently pushed the wrong button someplace. Most of us would have settled for like $547,000, right? Wouldn't that have been enough? But as the saying goes, his good fortune was fleeting. Logged on to find out the balance had been reverted to zero. PayPal addressed the mishap, telling the BBC, quote, "This was obviously an error, and we appreciate that Mr. Reynolds understands that this was the case. As a thank you for that understanding, it has offered to make a donation to Mr. Reynolds' favorite charity." Maybe he would be his favorite charity, just saying. PayPal told Reynolds that it had to smart a little bit. They said they apologized for the inconvenience that has caused. Anyhow, he said, you know, I had so much money I could have bought the Philadelphia Phillies. He's a Phillies fan, so. Now, you could get $141 million this weekend if you happen to win tomorrow night's lottery, just telling you. Cash value is a measly $82 million, but never mind the fact that it's played in 44 states, and your chances of winning are $175.2 million to one, but it could happen.
This is my year, Scott.
That's it? Okay. Are you a Bruce Lee fan?
Yes.
Ah. Bruce Lee fans not happy around the world. In fact, they are furious. The Kung Fu action hero did not drink booze, but his image is being used by Johnny Walker for commercials in China. The alcohol purveyor reportedly bought the rights to his image from his daughter. The ad in question features a video game-style animated graphic of Bruce that fans say hijack his personal philosophy to promote drinking. Well, there you go. I guess his little girl's got control, and she wanted the money, so that's what she got. So, let's see. When Kat joins us again, we have the top five dream jobs for men and top five for women, so we'll wait till she comes back. This is going to shock you. How about
I'm
you?
Here. I just heard the end. Oh, you said wait until she comes
okay.
back.
Okay. All right. Very good. We'll do that in just a minute. A Reddit user.
Reddit.
Okay. A Reddit user with the handle Dolphins1925 has correctly predicted the results of 38 straight worldwide wrestling entertainment massages.
Wow.
Yeah. He says it's from leaks within the WWE. He says, quote, I'm just a WWE fan like everyone else, and I am getting my information from a source who is very credible for the inside information. Given that this information is out there, we both feel that I should continue to share this information until it garners attention from the WWE, end quote.
Because they want it to stop being fixed?
Guess so. That's, you know, people used to say, my grandma's so smart she thinks that the professional wrestling's real and we fake walking on the moon. Anyway, they think the WWE doesn't do enough to prevent these spoilers, but the WWE, for their part, makes no such statement. They said, quote, we might have a modern-day Nostradamus on our hands. I just like the fact that the WWE would use the name of
Nostradamus.
Really? Guarantee you there's a lot of folks out there who don't know what that is. All right, not here, but who watch the WWE. All right, here we go. It's the top five dream jobs for men, according to Career Builder, and then the top five for women. For men, number five is a casino boss, $15 an hour and up. $15 an hour?
It sounds stressful to me.
Yeah. Comic book guru. Number three, toy creator. Make about $57,000 a year.
That does sound awesome.
Brewmaster. $30,000 to $60,000 a year. Video game designer. Salary starts at about $25,000 a year. But, you know, if you like video games, you're doing it. What do you do when you get home, though? You know, if that's your job, what do you do when you get home if you're a video game
crunch
designer?
Crunch numbers.
Pick up a newspaper? I'm not sure. Top dream jobs for women. Number five would be a Chippendale bronze supplier.
No.
Okay. Number four would be a letter turner on Wheel of Fortune.
What? Are we stupid or something?
No. Number three would be a gem buyer.
I don't even know what that means.
Gem buyer? By
somebody
gems.
Who owns a gem?
No, gem.
Oh,
like
gem.
Stone, yes.
I thought
you
were G-Y-M, not J-G-E-M.
No, it'd be G-E-M. Okay. Number two, Godiva Quality Control.
Now that I could see.
Okay, number one, the best job for a woman, Queen of England.
Yeah. So shallow, these
it's
women.
Too bad I can't get that job.
No, you know, you really can't. There's really only
the men's
one
job
of those.
Seemed better.
OMG, Kate Middleton's about to have a baby.
That's so right. There's going to be a that, and that, again, they're saying, you know, there could be a new queen right there. These next two just don't make any sense to me. To encourage people to interact in real life, designer Pat Klein has made a Monopoly-style board game based on the social network site Facebook.
Oh, really?
Instead of feeling lonely behind your computer, people are now supposed to get together and pretend they are using Facebook in real time. Get together and use Facebook in real time.
Hmm.
The game includes penalties for leaving the computer unattended and forgetting your password. Hey, Pat, this ain't going to work, okay?
You never know.
NASA, we're still relevant. Asking people in the world to wave in the air on Friday when the Cassini spacecraft is scheduled to take photographs of Earth through Saturn's rings. The Cassini project, scientists there at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena says, all right, here's what time we have to do it today. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You need to. It says that the Cassini will be taking pictures of Earth for about 15 minutes starting at 4:27 today, 4:27 this afternoon. So what you're supposed to do is stop what you're doing and look up to the sky and wave.
But they probably won't see. Well, I can get a ladder, I guess. Well, I'm sure they'll see me if I get on a ladder.
Well, you know, look at Google Earth. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure, but it could very well happen. So today at 4:27, get together with your friends, put your beer down, and wave for 15 minutes.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard.